Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, you tune into the Joy Doctor again this week, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for wherever you may be, in your homes, in your cars, or just hanging out with a friend. We thank you for tuning in to, yes, Joy Doctor, yes, the Joy Doctor Show. And tonight, we're going to talk about the game plan. Yes, the game plan. The game plan is very important, and the reason why the game plan is important is because you got to have something to focus on. And your focus is to focus on winning. You know, there's an old saying that says sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. But tonight, we're going to deal with the winning. Because how many of you are tired of losing? Yes, yes, my hand was raised. My hand was raised. Yes, we're tired of losing. So now we have to change up the game plan. You know, last week, we talked about the change-up. Yes, we talked about the change-up where Pee-wee is up in management now, and he's dealt with some situations. But then he had a dream. How many of us have a dream? I believe I all have a friend that says, you dare to dream, because if you dare to dream, you can make it. Well, I might have not got it quite right, but yes, that's what my friend Mr. Motivator says. He says, dad is dream. And Pee Wee had a dream. Yes, he had a dream. His mom came to him, and she began to talk to him and let him know that he can make it, that he didn't have to settle, that he was above just being at the butcher shop. Yes, he didn't have a butcher shop mentality. He had a business owner's mentality. Yes. A business owner mentality. So how do you go from being a manager to an owner of a business? I'm glad you asked. It's all about changing your mindset. Yes, changing your mindset. See, that's part of the game plan. In order to be successful, you have to think success. I believe there's a wise proverb that says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So when you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you say, self, and yourself say, hmm. You say, I am successful. It is possible for me to be successful. Yes, it is. It's possible for you to be successful in anything that you dare to do. Now, let's talk truth. That's one of my other friends there. Yes, let's talk truth. Now, when you begin to dream, there's always going to be what my kids call haters. Yeah, yeah, haters. They hate the fact that you came up with it first. Or they hate the fact that you're out there doing it and they're not. Or they hate the fact that you're not bringing them along because they are stuck in stinking thinking. Yes, stinking thinking. So what are you saying, George Doctor? I'm saying in order to be successful, you have to have a mindset. But even in that mindset, you have to be able to keep out those negative thoughts. And to eliminate the negative people. Yes, that's very important because on the pathway to success, there is no room for doubt. There is no room for doubt. Because remember, the wise fable says that as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you're thinking that you're going to fail, then you've already failed before you begin. And last week we talked about don't let your end be your beginning, and don't let your beginning be your end. Because those two paths leads to nowhere. That's right. Those two paths leads to nowhere. That means you're at a standstill. You didn't start and you didn't end. And if you didn't start and you didn't end, there is no way that you can be successful. So once you got your mind made up and you eliminate the people around you that has negative vibes, you need to hone in on that which you're not trying, that which you are going to accomplish. Because remember, all things are possible to him that believes it. All things are possible to him that believes it. So now you can say, I believe. I believe. Because the greatest value that you can own or that you can obtain is the belief in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, how is it that anybody else is going to be able to believe in you? Now, a lot of people can see the potential. A lot of people can see the success, the ideas. They can motivate you. But if you don't believe in yourself, none of the motivation, none of the encouragement, none of those things are going to work because you don't believe in yourself. So therefore, they are not wasted words, but are words that has fallen on the ears of a doubter. Yes, the ears of a doubter. And a lot of times, the reason why we don't become successful is because we don't believe that we can be successful. And that's because we've heard so many negative things spoken into our lives that has caused us not to believe. So we have to think that we can, be reassured, self-assured, get rid of the doubters, negative people, and we have to begin to believe and focus on the thing that we are going to accomplish. Now, if I believe in myself, then failure don't matter. That's right. If I believe in myself, failure don't matter. Because now the failures are my opportunity for success. Yes, the failures are my opportunity for success. Because at first, if you don't succeed, you try and try again. You don't give up. Because quitters never win, and winners never quit. Yes, quitters never win, and winners never quit. So if you believe in yourself, then there is no way doubt can set in, and there is no way that failure will be a defeat. It will be a life lesson. And when you go through a life lesson, sometimes you have to change the plan. Now, how many of you, when you graduated, whether it be from school, college, community college, university, trade school, or you just got your GED, How many of you had big plans and big ideas? Oh, yeah, I did. Big plans, big ideas. But life happens. And when life happens, sometimes we have to step back and reevaluate the situation. And when we reevaluate the situation, we might have to go and invest in ourselves. What are you saying, Joy Doctor? I'm saying that when situations come, don't let it steal from you, but let those situations be invested in you so therefore you can reap the benefits and the dividends. You can reap the benefits and the dividends. How do I do that? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Because, see, if you don't ask, you'll never know. That's right. If you don't ask, you'll never know. So let's just say that if I was going to be a professor and I flunked out of school, does that mean I can't be a professor? No. Does that mean I am defeated? No. That means that I just have to change my game plan. So I didn't get a high school diploma, but I can still get a GED. Now, when I get my GED, that gives me the qualifications or the prerequisite to go to college. Well, I know what you're thinking. Well, if you flunked out of high school, what would make you want to go to college? Remember, it's all in the state of mind. When I believe that I am successful, I am successful. So therefore, the flunking out of school was a temporary setback or a temporary thing to kind of throw me off course to say, you can't do this. But I know, because I believe in myself, that it is possible for me to become a professor, even though I flunked out of high school. How many of you know of lawyers that may have presented your case that didn't even pass the bar the first time? When you go to that lawyer, do you ask them, did they pass the bar the first time? No. When you go to that lawyer, all you want them to do is to present your case and win. That's the same mentality you have to have for your dreams and for your goals and for your life. To present your case that you can win. Now, when I say present a case, meaning that the things that caused me to flunk out of high school, that's my record. But when I get my GED, when I take online classes, or when I get a job, even though it may be paying minimum wage, but I get a job and then I go to school at night, then that's helping my case. That is building character. Yes, that's building character. And when I build character within myself, I'm invested in myself. Nobody can take that away from me, because This is an investment I'm giving to myself. And when I invest in myself, that means I'm committed. I'm committed to this thing. I'm going to see it through. I'm determined to make it. Why? Because I know I can. There used to be an old cartoon, I believe it was Thomas the Train, that said, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. But all the while he was saying, I think I can, he was moving. He wasn't standing still. He wasn't going backwards. And he wasn't giving up. He was pressing. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. But instead of saying think, I want you to say, I know I can. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can. Yes, because if you know you can, you believe you can, guess what? You can. That's right. That's right. You can. And you will. Because there is no greater feeling than the feeling of success. That's right. There is no other feeling that you can experience that's going to be the greatest or greater than success. Yes, there's the feeling of fear. There's the feeling of failure. There's the feeling of defeat. But all of those are antidepressants. Yeah. Antidepressants. Because they bring you down. Yes, they do. They bring you down. But when you are successful, woo, boy, that's a natural high right there. That's a natural high. That's a natural high. Woo, the adrenaline gets it going. You get pumped. You be excited. You be filled with joy. And you want to tell everybody. And that's the way it is with the game plan. You have to keep reminding yourself that I can do this. Every morning, I can do this. In the middle of the day, I can do this. At nighttime, I can do this. Which is the darkest hour, I can do this. Yes. And when I come to realize that I can do this, then defeat has no victory. Defeat has no power. It has no control. So now, every time I hear a no, that means a yes is around the corner. That's right, that's right, that's right. If when I hear a no, that means a yes is around the corner. Because, see, when I look at myself, I see millions. Yes, millions. I'm a great investment. I believe I am the best investment that I could ever make. And see, when you get that mentality, you're not prideful. You're not haughty. You just believe in yourself. And when you have that belief in yourself and it's rooted and grounded within you, nobody can take that away. But how many of you know that after you believe in yourself, now you got to prove yourself? Yes, you got to prove yourself. Now you got to get out there and put action with it. You know, Mama always told me that love, baby, is an action word. You can tell me all day you love me, but if there ain't no action going on with it, something wrong. And I'd be like, yes, ma'am. But see, now I understand what she means. See, back then I heard what she said. But now I understand what she means. Because, see, when life happens, it calls your window of understanding to open. Now, how many of you have tried to be successful and failed? How many of you have thought about being successful and failed? How many of you have prepared for success and not went any further? See, that's the game plan of life. But in order to beat the game plan of life, you got to change the game, baby. You got to change the game. You got to get in there. You got to tackle some things. You got to be on the defense. Sometimes you got to be on the offense. Sometimes you got to make a run instead of a pass. And sometimes you got to do a pass instead of a run. Sometimes you just got to fall on the goal line and say, time out. I need to reevaluate this thing. Because, see, your life is what's important. How you feel about yourself at the end of the day is what's important. It's not what nobody else say. It's not what nobody else do. It all comes down to what? Me. At the goal line. 7 seconds on the clock. They line up. The quarterback said, hut, hut. He pitches it off. They go a 2-point conversion. And boom, they score. With 1 second left on the game, on the clock. Who wins the game? Of course, the one that just scored. That's obvious. But how do you know they were behind? Or how do you know if they was not ahead? I didn't give you that information. In life, sometimes you just have to go with the flow. You may be behind or you may be ahead. But nevertheless, you have to do what you have to do. When the clock is ticking, and the ball is in your court, and you trying to make it, you got to do what you got to do. Now, I ain't talking about doing nothing crazy. I'm not talking about doing nothing illegal. I'm talking about doing everything across the board. Not talking about cutting no corners. I'm talking about being straight up. Because, see, when that other man tackles that other man, they hit him straight up. When that boxer is fighting that other boxer, they looking at each other in the eye. They hit him straight up. When the man goes for the jump shot and he throws it over the other guy's head, he's looking right down on top of his head saying, I got you. I got you. You thought you was holding me back. You thought you was hindering me. But I got you. I took it. I took a lick in the boxing ring. I took a hit on the football field. I may even got hit with the baseball. A busted lip from the soccer ball. A crack racket from the tennis game. But yet, at the end of the game, and I look at the scoreboard, I am the winner. Even if the score is 20-2, I am a winner. Well, how do you say that, George Doctor? If the score is 20-2, logically, you lost. Well, you know, that's just in other people's thinking. Because if it's 20-2, that means I may have gotten beaten, but I did not give up. So that makes me a winner. Yes, because I did not give up. And when you don't give up, you are determined to win. You are destined to win. When you don't give up, because when you don't give up, that means you got that drive, you got that passion, you got that zeal, you got something within you that's pushing you, that's saying, I can do it. It's possible. I can make it. All things are possible to him that believes. I can make it. I am successful. I am somebody. I am special. Not special ed. Nope, not special ed. But I am special. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And then no one has to tell you constantly that you're special. You can do it. You can make it. Because it's built in. And when it's built in, you commit it. And once you commit it, ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Woo! Yeah. You know, that was for those older ones that are listening. Woo! Yes. Once you are committed, it ain't no stopping. It ain't no stopping because now your eye is fixed on the prize. Yes, your eye is fixed on the prize and you pressing. You pressing for that goal. You pressing to get that degree. You pressing to get that promotion. You pressing to get that book written. You pressing to be a better you. You pressing to get your business started. You pressing to be number one. And you're not doing it just so you can be the head, just so you can be in charge. You're doing it because there is greatness in you. Yes, there's greatness in you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. You, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh. There's greatness in you. Greatness in you. I believe Oz once said, unless you attempt to do something beyond what you've already mastered, you will never grow. You will never grow. Until you gifted something beyond what you have already mastered. So what am I saying? In order to be successful, you have to stretch. After you've invested, after you become committed, you have to stretch. So what? I dropped out of high school. But I can study independently and get my GED. So what? I didn't pass the test the first time. But the next time, I'm going to ace it. I have to try a little harder. I have to study a little more. I can't hang out with my friends. I have to do a little extra, but it's because I want it. I want it. Who said I couldn't have it? Who said I couldn't be it? I didn't. So if I didn't see it, then I can. Because I am committed. And once I become committed, I have to stretch. Yes, I have to stretch myself. And there is no better thing to stretch yourself for success. Yes, stretch for success. That means it's in reaching distance. You can see it. You're almost there. But how many of you know that during a marathon, it's not your feet that has to come across the line first. If you stick your chest out and your chest hits the line, before the other person's arm, you win. You stick your hand out and you hit it before the other person does, you win. What am I saying? In order to be successful in some, in order to win, you're going to have to stretch. You're going to have to stretch. You cannot expect to be successful doing the same things over and over that cause you defeat. You have to change those things. You have to stretch. You have to stretch your mind, your mentality, your goals, your objectives, your ideas, your vision, and sometimes even your vocabulary. That's right, your vocabulary. You have to change it. You have to reconstruct it. You have to stretch it in order to be and reach success. Yes, being successful calls for a game plan. And that game plan is called success. So you can't have one without the other. So therefore, you cannot become comfortable in the state that you're in. You have to stretch. You have to stretch. And when I begin to stretch, I begin to become a new me. When I stretch, I become a new me. Because now, everything that I thought was is not. As the song says, I can see clearly now. Da, 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 da. I'll let you figure out the words. But anyway, I just want to drive a point. You have to stretch. And when you stretch, you can reach your goals. That's the game plan. That's the game plan. The game plan is to be successful, and success is the game plan. They go hand in hand, together, in order to accomplish the thing called success. Yes, you've been listening to the Joy Doctor. You tune in each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also contact me by sending me an email saying joydoctor@gmail.com. Yes, that's T-H-E, Joy, J-O-Y, Doctor, D-R, @gmail.com. Yes, hit me up. Let me know if you enjoyed the show, or let me know if you have any ideas, thoughts, complaints, or concerns. But until next week, remember that until you mastered the thing beyond, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. I just wanted to see if you were listening. Unless you attempt to do something beyond what you've already mastered, you will never grow. So, remember this week, the challenge is for you to be successful because you got your game plan. And your game plan is called success. Tune in next week to The Joy Doctor, where we will be bringing you more exciting events and more information how to reach your goal and how to have joy in life, because life is not worth living if there is no joy. And there is no life if joy is not present. So you want to go through life being joyful, even though there might be challenges, setbacks, disappointments, situations, circumstances beyond your control. But remember, if you have joy, you can accomplish all your goals, because then sadness has no control. Defeat has no control, because that is your investment in this game called success. So tune in next week as we continue to let you know that joy is important, and it's important to have joy. You've been listening to The Joy Doctor right here on Blog Talk Radio.